Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman. Remember, my Ram Goldar and Dei Masechus Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Vav, the fourth parak Hazahav. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Gemara established on the previous Daf that Rav Meir treats rabbinical laws as strictly as biblical ones. Ravina challenges from a Mishnah: Halkech mina nachtum. If one buys bread from a baker, meaning someone who sells bread baked by others, who's an Amma Arts, Rav Meir says he can never take meiser from today's bread for yesterday's bread, or vice versa. Vafil mitfusim harbe. And even if the bread was from many differently shaped molds, although this indicates they were bought from different producers, some of whom may separate meiser themselves. Ravina asks, Lechush duma asila frushi mina chiyu ba'al pater. Let us be concerned that he's separating meiser from biblically obligated produce, a biblically exempt produce, or vice versa, which does not permit the obligated produce. Rav Meir seems to rule leniently regarding the consumption of demai. Later, Abai says the opposite can be proven from the next Mishnah, where Rav Meir requires one who buys from a palter, a wholesale bread distributor, to separate meiser from each type of mold separately. Rather, it must be that whereas a palter purchases from multiple producers, a baker who purchases less buys only from a single producer. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Eil dvarim she'inu hem onah. These are the things which are not subject to onah: slaves, shtaros, land, and hektish. The kavel penalty for stealing them does not apply to them, nor dal v'hei. Hashomer Kinu does not have to swear when claiming these items were stolen not due to his negligence, and Hashomer Sacher would not pay for the same claim. A braisa derives these exemptions from the pasuk discussing onah: v'kisimchru mimkar lamisecho ukan miyada misecho. And if you sell something to your fellow or buy something from your fellow's hand. This last phrase implies davar haniknu miyad liyad, something which is bought and passed from hand to hand, which excludes karkos, land, which is not movable, and slaves, which the Torah compares to land. Shtaros are excluded from kisimchru mimkar, which implies shegufu machur v'gufu kanui, something whose physical self is sold and bought, as opposed to shtaros, which are not sold or bought for their physical selves, ve'inan omdim el araish behem, and only exists for the proof written in them. Hektish is excluded by the word achiv, brother, in the pasuk. And point number three, Rava asks, chitin v'zron v'kar kamoho, regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, what's the halacha if they were sold before taking root? Are they commanded to shadim v'kad the damyan, as if they were thrown into a container, and so considered mataltlin, and subject to onah? Or do we say batlin al gavara? He subordinated them to the land, and they are excluded from onah, like land. The Gemara clarifies that if the seller planted less than he claimed in the land being sold, the sale can be voided as a mistaken sale, even if it's considered land, and even for less than the rate of onah. Rather, the cases where he claimed to have adequately planted the field and he did not, which may be based on a mistaken estimate. This question is asked regarding two other halachos. Number one, would one make a shavua, for example, for a motiv mixas, on planted grain, or is it exempt like land? And number two, if kernels were harvested and replanted, and the omer passed before they took root, can they be taken out and eaten? Meaning, were they permitted by the omer while they were in the ground? All these questions remain unresolved. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara established on the previous daf that Rav Meir treats rabbinical laws as strictly as biblical ones. Ravina challenges from a Mishnah: Halkech mina nachtum. If one buys bread from a baker, meaning someone who sells bread baked by others, who's an Amma Arts, Rav Meir says he can never take meiser from today's bread for yesterday's bread, or vice versa. Vafil mitfusim harbe. And even if the bread was from many differently shaped molds, although this indicates they were bought from different producers, some of whom may separate meiser themselves. Ravina asks, Lechush duma asila frushi mina chiyu ba'al pater. Let us be concerned that he's separating meiser from biblically obligated produce, a biblically exempt produce, or vice versa, which does not permit the obligated produce. Rav Meir seems to rule leniently regarding the consumption of demai. Later, Abai says the opposite can be proven from the next Mishnah, where Rav Meir requires one who buys from a palter, a wholesale bread distributor, to separate meiser from each type of mold separately. Rather, it must be that whereas a palter purchases from multiple producers, a baker who purchases less buys only from a single producer. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Eil dvarim she'inu hem onah. These are the things which are not subject to onah: slaves, shtaros, land, and hektish. The kavel penalty for stealing them does not apply to them, nor dal v'hei. Hashomer Kinu does not have to swear when claiming these items were stolen not due to his negligence, and Hashomer Sacher would not pay for the same claim. A braisa derives these exemptions from the pasuk discussing onah: v'kisimchru mimkar lamisecho ukan miyada misecho. And if you sell something to your fellow or buy something from your fellow's hand. This last phrase implies davar haniknu miyad liyad, something which is bought and passed from hand to hand, which excludes karkos, land, which is not movable, and slaves, which the Torah compares to land. Shtarls are exuded from kisimchru mimkar, which implies shegufu machur v'gufu kanui, something whose physical self is sold and bought, as opposed to shtarls, which are not sold or bought for their physical selves, ve'inan omdim el araish behem, and only exist for the proof written in them. Hekdesh is excluded by the word achiv, brother, in the pasuk. And point number three, Rava asks, Chitin v'zron b'kar kamoh, regarding wheat kernels, which one planted in the ground, what's the halacha if they were sold before taking root? Are they command the shadim b'kad the damyan, as if they were thrown into a container, and so considered matatlin, and subject to onah, or do we say batlin al-gavara? He subordinated them to the land, and they are excluded from onah, like land. The Mora clarifies that if the seller planted less than he claimed in the land being sold, the sale can be voided as a mistaken sale, even if it's considered land, and even for less than the rate of onah. Rather, the cases where he claimed to have adequately planted the field and he did not, which may be based on a mistaken estimate. This question is asked regarding two other halachos. Number one, would one make a shavua, for example, for a motiv mixas, on planted grain, or is it exempt like land? And number two, if kernels were harvested and replanted, and the omer passed before they took root, can they be taken out and eaten? Meaning, were they permitted by the omer while they were in the ground? All these questions remain unresolved. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Vav, and this simon was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher in shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah, he bought from an Amaretz baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, walked past the not subject to onah display featuring an Eved Shtar land and hekdesh, and shushed a man who was complaining that he was overcharged on the wheat kernels planted in the ground he bought that had not yet taken root. Once again, slow motion. The shusher in shul, that must be on Dov, nun vav, nu nu. The shusher in shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amaretz baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, which reminds us the Gemara discusses taking maaser on bread purchased from a nachno made in different shapes. So the shusher in shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amaretz baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, walked past the not subject to onah display featuring an Eved Shtar land and hekdesh, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Eil dvarim she'ein lahem onah. These are the things which are not subject to onah, slave, shtaros, land, and hekdesh. So the shusher in shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amaretz baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, walked past the not subject to onah display featuring an Eved Shtar land and hekdesh, and shushed a man who was complaining that he was overcharged on the wheat kernels planted in the ground he bought that had not yet taken root. Which reminds us, Rava asked regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, what's the halacha if they were sold before taking root? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and still considered matatlin and therefore subject to onah? Or do we say he subordinated them to the land and they're excluded from onah like land? So once again, the shusher in shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amaretz baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, walked past the not subject to onah display featuring an Eved Shtar land and hekdesh, and shushed a man who was complaining that he was overcharged on the wheat kernels planted in the ground he bought that had not yet taken root. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Nun Beis. So the simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was startled to learn that the rate for onah of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new talis katan, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the rate of onah for deficient coins is much lower than merchandise. Regarding a cloak, a person would forgive overpaying up to a sixth, but regarding deficient currency, since it's not easily accepted at its face value, one does not forgive even small deficiencies. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was startled to learn that the rate for onah of his deficient coin was much lower than for his new talis katan, didn't even realize his coin was deficient until he did his first Shabbos shopping in his village, which reminds us the Mishnah taught the time limits to return a deficient coin in cities until enough time passes for him to show it to a money changer, and in villages until the eve of the next Shabbos when he's purchasing food for Shabbos and merchants reject the coin. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, he was startled to learn that the rate for onav, his deficient coin, was much lower than for his new talis katan, didn't even realize his coin was deficient until he did his first Shabbos shopping in his village, but was relieved when he was told he could still use it to be mechalel Meister Sheni, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, V'noistel Meister Sheni ve'enu choshesh, and one may use a fraudulently deficient coin for deconsecrating Meister Sheni and need not worry, She'enu el nefesh ra, because it's an ungenerous person who would refuse to accept the coin. Daf Nun Gimel, so the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian Prince Gerard. Nigerian Prince? That must be more on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian Prince Gerard, who was relieved to hear that the Maaser Sheni worth less than a pruta which fell into his royal lunch was batal because it couldn't be combined for redemption, which reminds us, Maaser Sheni worth less than a pruta is batal barov, and biblical and rabbinical Maaser cannot combine for chilul. So the Nigerian Prince Gerard, who was relieved to hear that the Maaser Sheni worth less than a pruta which fell into his royal lunch was batal because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big Maaser Sheni mixture was also batal because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, which reminds us, Maaser which entered and left Yerushalayim, meaning the walls fell, is also batal barov. So the Nigerian Prince Ger, who was relieved to hear that the Maaser Sheni worth less than a pruta, which fell into his royal lunch was batal because it couldn't be combined for redemption, and then the big Maaser Sheni mixture was also batal because the walls of Yerushalayim had unfortunately fallen, was cautioned by his royal advisor that the minimum for redemption was a chomish worth a pruta, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas, if the requirement of a shavar pruta for redemption refers to the Maaser itself or the chomish. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simon Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef, that must be on Daf Nun Dalet, noodles. The pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Maaser Sheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas whether a chomish is calculated milagav from the inside or milabar from the outside. So the pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Maaser Sheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, knowing that the chomish was a ma'akev, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, chomish ma'akev or ain't a ma'akev? Is adding a fifth essential to redemption, and redemption isn't effective until it's paid, or it's not essential to the redemption? Do we say four zuz of Maaser Sheni are redeemed with four zuz, and he adds a fifth on his own, or do we say that four zuz are redeemed with five? So the pasta chef was busy redeeming his $20 worth of Maaser Sheni noodles by adding an additional fifth, knowing that the chomish was a ma'akev, while waiter served his famous noodle dish to cheer up an unhappy non-kohen who unintentionally ate some truma and later ate the chomish that was owed, who ended up paying a fifth of that fifth, which reminds the Gemara discusses paying a chomish on a chomish, such as in the case of a non-kohen who eats truma unintentionally, who must replace it with chulin produce plus a fifth, that if he later eats that fifth, he repays it plus a fifth of that fifth. Daf Nun Hey, so the simon Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The speed limit sign maker, speed limit sign, that must be one Daf Nun Hey, 55. The speed limit sign maker, who was so proud when he changed the design of the sign and put 5 prutos under 1 5, which reminds us, the next mission states, Chamesh prutos hen. There are 5 laws which apply to a minimum of a pruta, and the Gemara brings machlokas, whether or not applies to something sold by prutos. So the speed limit sign maker, who was so proud when he changed the design of the sign and put 5 prutos under 1 5 and 5 chumshin under the second 5, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Chamisha chumshin hem. There are 5 surcharges of a fifth. So the speed limit sign maker, who was so proud when he changed the design of the sign and put 5 prutos under 1 5 and 5 chumshin under the second 5, was shocked when his boss told him he acted like one who deviated from the procedure that Rabbanan instituted for Gittin, where if a woman remarries with the get, the second husband must divorce her and their offspring is a mamzer. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Meir's position that kol mishanam matbei shetavu chachamim begittin. If anyone deviates from the procedure instituted by the rabbis for Gittin, and the woman remarries with that get, yotzi v'havlad mamzer, the second husband must divorce her and their offspring is a mamzer. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf we have a mission that lists 5 laws that relate to a chomish? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss time limits for returning deficient coins? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf we talk about taking maaser on bread purchased from a nachtom made in different shapes? That's on daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf we have a question if a chomish is ma'akev? That's on daf Nundal. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you want about Remer's position regarding one who deviates from the procedure for Gittin? That's on Duff. Nun Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that slaves, shtaros, land, and hektish are not subject to Onah? That's on Duff. Nun Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a seller tells a buyer that he's selling on condition that there's no claim of Onah against him? That's on Duff. Nanav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a mission that lists 5 laws that relate to the minimum of a pruta? That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a case where one must pay a chomish on a chomish? That's on Daf. Nandar. Good. And number 10, which topic do you discuss what the halacha is if wheat kernels one planted were sold before taking root in terms of ona? That's on Daf. Nunvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldhoff from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.